After a long hiatus, we are back to talk about Ratchet & Clank, Apple, and Among Us. But first, we start with a big congratulations to the Echo Guild, because they got the first kill of the jailer. And this comes to us from BlizzardWatch.com. And I should say, welcome to GQDN, by the way. But there's just a lot going on, including this, because it took 18 and a half days to get through Mythic Phase. And up on their Twitter feed at Echo Guild, they have the kill clip and the reactions to that clip. So go check them out on Twitter. It is very entertaining. And really, it was just a sight to see, and all the mechanics and all that stuff, which we will get into in the next weekly show. But we do have another article about Blizzard. This coming to us from IGN. And they are saying that Diablo Immortal, the release date is listed on iOS. Now, the release date is June 30th. Okay, and the pre-orders for Diablo Immortal are out now. Even though we have seen the game being streamed up on Twitch in its beta form. Okay, so, I mean, it's good to see. And really, with the positivity that's coming now with this game, it's really good to see that. And it's really well done. But all of this comes on the hinges of a new lawsuit from an employee alleging sexual harassment and discrimination. This coming to us from GameInformer.com. And there's just more of this stuff that's going on. Now, the lawsuit reads, and this is according to Bloomberg, quote, "For years, Activision Blizzard's open, quote, frat boy, unquote, environment fostered rampant sexism, harassment, and discrimination, with 700 reported incidents occurring under CEO Bobby Kotick's watch." Robert Kotick's watch. Now, right now, this is being done anonymously, but there's going to be a point in time where that name has to come up within the lawsuit. And it's going to be very interesting to see whether or not this person is currently employed, which is what everything suggests, or was formerly employed. But this is also interesting in the fact that you already have a lawsuit that was settled by the EEOC and a lawsuit that is still ongoing by the state of California. And this is a separate lawsuit. So how will the judge really consider this case? It's going to be very, very interesting to see. And we will keep you informed. Now, we're going to go to a couple of Destructoid articles. And DNF Duel is getting a new open beta on PlayStation this upcoming weekend. Now, DNF Duel is basically just a player versus player PvP type game. And if you're interested, they did post the times up on DNF Duel on Twitter. And they said the second open beta test, Pacific time, is 1900, April 1st to April 4th, 700. Okay. UTC is April 2nd, 200 to April 4th, 1400. These are all military times, by the way. So 1900 is 7 p.m. 700 is 7 a.m. Okay, for those who don't know. And Korea, Japan is April 2nd, 1100 to April 4th, 2300. And it'll be on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. Now we're going to go to another one. And this talks about One Piece Odyssey. And they're thinking about this is going to be a JRPG game. And it looks like it's going to go to a turn-based game, which those are the type of games that I do enjoy. But I also enjoy the live-action RPG games. So to me, it really doesn't matter which way it goes. But still, everything here looks pretty decent. There are some screenshots and a link to another video that's all up on Destructoid.com. Now we go to Dual Shockers, and a little bit more of their persona because they filed a new trademark and they called it Mac. So that would fuel the fires, so they say, for Mac 3. So if you're a part, if you like the Mac series, well, you might be a little more excited because Mac 3 may be on the way. Now we go to Engadget.com, and Among Us has had some connection issues. Well, they've been offline during those connection issues. Now they're back online. Saying at Among Us game on Twitter, okay, servers look stable and good now. Hopefully the sabotages won't come back. We'll keep you updated if anything changes. Thumbs up. Now get back to your tasks. And find the bad guy. Find the bad guy. Good luck. Go get him. Anyway, on to Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that Apple could now be forced to allow app sideloading under a new EU law. Now, here's a bit of a quote here by a report from Apple from last year. Quote, allowing sideloading would degrade the security of the iOS platform and expose users to serious security risks, not only on a third-party app store, but also on the app store. Now, the European Commission spokesperson Johannes Bark said, quote, we believe that the owner of a smartphone should have the freedom to choose how to use it. This freedom includes being able to opt for alternative sources of apps on your smartphone. With the DMA, a smartphone owner would still be able to enjoy safe and secure services of the default app store on their smartphones. On top of that, if a user so chooses, the DMA would allow a smartphone owner to also opt for the safe app stores. We'll see what happens there. Now we go to ggmania.com, and End Night Games said that the Sons of the Forest may be delayed. It was previously announced for May 20th, but now it's being moved to October. End Night Games said in a tweet, hey everyone, over these past few weeks, we've realized that our May 2022 release date for the Sons of the Forest was overly ambitious. To be able to deliver our vision of the next step in survival games, we've decided to move our release date to October 2022. So we'll see what happens. So if you're into that type of game, sorry, but you're going to have to wait. We end up with Ratchet and Clank, and this comes to us from GameSpot.com and on Gamefly. The game is now $30. It's a good sale. It's got some pretty good reviews. I think maybe a little bit mixed, but still, about $30 for a Rift Apart, not bad. Guys, I'm going to have hernia surgery tomorrow, so no show. But if you want updates on my condition, basically what my thoughts are, whatever, follow me at Joe Brums on Twitter. So until I speak to you next time, and I will speak to you next time, this has been GQDN. This has been also a Dawnforge production, all rights are reserved, 2022. You can follow GroupQuest on Twitter, at GroupQuest. You can also go to GroupQuest.com and click on the links. Patreon.com/GroupQuest and Audible. Yes, she's coming. Sylvanas is out very, very soon. And we're going to review that part too. Until then, like I said, I'll see you down the road. Go get your game on, people.